Vanity Fair's Jazz Age Cocktail. With articles by P.G. Wodehouse, Dorothy Parker, A.A. Milne, and more, an adaptation from Vanity Fair's new book, Bohemians, Bootleggers, Flappers, and Swells, The Best of Early Vanity Fair, gathers some of the era's finest wits. Over the past year, we've been celebrating our 100th anniversary as a magazine, and this month, to honor the Jazz Age incarnation of Vanity Fair, we are publishing a first-of-a-kind treasury, Bohemians, Bootleggers, Flappers, and Swells, The Best of Early Vanity Fair, Penguin Press. The anthology showcases stories published in these pages from 1914 to 1936 by a murderer's row of literary figures who were frequent Vanity Fair contributors. From D.H. Lawrence to Colette, Robert Benchley to E.E. Cummings, Carl Sandburg to Langston Hughes, Gertrude Stein to Jean Cocteau. The book provides an inebriating swig from that great cocktail shaker of the Gatsby era, comprising 72 classic pieces in which unforgettable writers offer their views on how to live well in a fast-changing age. Here with some excerpts. P.G. Wodehouse, The Physical Culture Peril, May 1914. It is alleged by scientists that it is impossible for the physical culturist to keep himself from becoming hearty, especially at breakfast, in other words, a pest. Take my own case. Once upon a time, I was the most delightful person you ever met. I would totter into breakfast of a morning with dull eyes and sink wearily into a chair. There I would remain, silent, and consequently inoffensive, the model breakfaster. No lively conversation from me. No quips, no cranks, no speeches beginning, "I see by the paper that..." Nothing but silence. A soggy, soothing silence. If I wanted anything, I pointed. If spoken to, I grunted. You had to look at me to be sure that I was there. Those were the days when my nickname in the home was Little Sunshine. Then one day, some officious friend, who would not leave well alone, suggested that I should start those exercises which you see advertised everywhere.